clear it up, I guess. Could also get so yeah, life goes on here. Thinking back and about 45 years ago, I became a Krishna monk, a Bhakta, a Vaishnava, Ramachari. For those of you who know what I mean. And quite an adventure started, which became my life. And here I am. And you know, there are so many things you want to achieve in life and strive for, and some they strive for material goals, money or fame or power or whatever. Others like me strive for, well, actually, we called it from the very beginning, that's the word I learned when I came in contact with the Vaishnavas back then, self-realization. And I liked and like that word very much, even more and more, because often today, you know, we sometimes say our prayers or whatever, right? Now, what do you pray for? If you pray to God at all, you know, atheist. Well, it's up to you, of course, but for me now, it is more and more simply, please help me to become. And I realize when I think about self-realization that this is what the yoga path and all of those. It's about path self-realization. Even Bhaktivedanta Swamisvapa, he published a book called So, which I used to go out on the street here in Sweden and sell to people. Hey, take this one. It's a bit about life and meditation and heard about reincarnation. Yes, we sold quite a few. Of course we were a bit persuasive. Me and my friends we try to be so in a nice way. Yes, I mean, and I can testify and say loudly and boldly now, after all these years in my his wife, who's 70 now. But yes, self-realization is what it's about, because when you realize who you actually are, that you are much more and a much nicer person than this neat doll has one. Near-death experiencer. Call this body after you come into it. And as William James and other psychologists became, I think, rather convinced about we, the conscious living being behind here, behind these senses, this brilliant, this part of the great totality of living being. And psychology, as William James is called, put it. So, yeah. So these days I am working mainly on a way to do so now. In my cosmology book, Temple of Edic Planetarium, which is about the cosmology of the Bhagavad Purana, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about this, our world, which world, what is the world you're living in? Are you living in it? This is space with objects in it. Are you living in a wonderful cosmos of life, a living cosmos? All of us live and love and have fun and lives and hands and stupid things too, because we're free will. You know, that's what it's about. And well, whether, but I know for sure I will be gone from here in, what can it be, I mean, the 70s, what can you expect? 10 years would be great, 20, wow, extra bonus. More than that, well, it's up to you, Krishna. Or I'll drop here as you like. All I beg for is to just, wherever I am, just become my real self again. I'm fed up with being down there in the moats. Nature. And if you want me to stay here and do something for you, which I think and feel that I'm here to do, and which I do is in my way, serving this Sankirtan mission, because it's really nice. And yes, I offered myself on the floor in front of saying now also, I have nothing else to offer to you than myself. Words in my body, my soul, Hare Krishna.